the best talent in Blake, Carson, and Nikki. It was just so much, genuinely so much fun in front of and behind the camera. And it really started, almost a couple of years ago. We started developing it almost 2 years ago. And it was the brainchild of Blake and Carson, who wanted to start a cornhole show. And they're friends with a mutual friend of mine, Lee Metzger, who then really hit the ground and developed the show out and brought it to what it was with Blake and Carson, what it is now.
Wow, that's amazing. And tell me a little bit about how the ideas first came into play, because I'm really excited to hear about that.
I think it was Blake and Carson, you know, hanging out together, having a beer, having fun, doing something that all, like, you know, being in a fraternity myself, feel free to judge me, can certainly relate to, and all these fun bar games. And they called Lee up, and he's like, all right, let me circle back, and just blew it up and supersized these games into, like, cornhole, for example. We have an air cannon cornhole game where it's, you know, those T-shirt guns?
Yeah.
Stadiums, we turned it into a big corn on the cob and shooting out corn kernels onto what is essentially a massive cornhole board. And we shot at Old Red, which is Blake's bar in Nashville, right on Broadway. It was all, like I said, it was just all so fun and so authentic. Like, all the talent that came on genuinely had fun. So it was really cool to be part of. I'm so excited to see it come to life, because we finished shooting it in April. And it airs December 5th on USA. So it's going to be fun to see what everyone thinks of it. And, you know, after Blake's done with The Voice next year, this will be the only NBCU show with Blake in front of the camera.
Wow. At least he has something, because I'm going to miss him on The Voice.
He's so great. I can't even – he's just one of those people, as is Carson, as well as Nikki. Like, they're just regular people. It's really refreshing to see talent, especially such big talent, just be normal people, say hi to everyone, thank the camera guys. Like, they're those kind of people. It was so cool to be a part of. And it's one of those shows that you hope keeps going, like, for that exact reason. Not only is the talent kind, but everybody, like, the staff and the crew, like I said, the camera guys, everyone was laughing and having fun, and the talent was talking to everyone. Like, it was like a real party that we just happened to capture on camera.
And what would you say was the biggest challenge about making this? I know you said it started a couple of years ago, so I'm assuming it happened. You started this, like, around the time COVID happened.
Yeah. I would say it was always conceived to take place in Blake's bar in Old Red. You know, he's literally slept there. It's on Broadway, which is an energy that's second to none in Nashville. But I would say the biggest challenge is, like, it's so easy to think, like, oh my gosh, let's make a fun, supersized version of the game. Then make it into what's going to be aesthetically pleasing and fun to watch on TV. The challenge then became, like, okay, we're in a three-story bar. How do we fit all these games? And we're only able to have the bar, because it's a real bar, a certain amount of days. So figuring out how to build the games, where to put them, how to move seamlessly through the bar, keep it within schedule. It became like this epic puzzle piece, Rubik's Cube. And again, we had such a great team that we made it work. And, you know, Carson and Blake were there for long days, but they were, not only are they in front of the camera, but they're also executive producers. So everyone was just in it together to get it done and have fun.
Thanks. And what are some of your favorite memories? I know you keep mentioning Carson and Blake, but what are some of your other favorite memories of them filming and of making the episodes?
Well, it was, so we tested everything here in Glendale before tweaking and shipping it to Nashville. So what was cool too, like, as executive producers, Blake and Carson would come down to the testing and play the games themselves. Like, that was just really fun to be a part of. And then going to Nashville in the bar, like, seeing these games and seeing everyone, specifically the talent that came on, like, genuinely having fun, and enjoying themselves. And then, you know, seeing Sheryl Crow get up on stage with Gwen Stefani, like, it was just such an authentic good time while capturing such a special moment on TV. Because you never see those two, you know, playing drunk Axel against each other and getting up and singing. Like, it's just such an interesting way to see talent be involved with each other in front of the camera authentically.
And speaking of talent, who is some of the dream talent that you want to have on the show?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I think that list is endless. And what was cool too is Blake called a lot of friends himself. He reached out to people, as did Carson, to get their own friends. And like Gwen Stefani, Jay Farrow, Sheryl Crow, you know, one of my personal favorites, like L. King, Trace Adkins, Lorel. Like, we had such a solid lineup. And I can't think of his name right now, unfortunately. The guy who's on the original Karate Kid, now on Cobra Kai.
Oh, Ralph Macchio, yeah.
No. His arch enemy, the older guy.
Oh, yeah. Now the things are skipping me, too, but I know who you're talking about.
Right? Oh, my gosh. I can't think about it. But it was so cool, like, you know, growing up watching Karate Kid, to see him. And he's like 75 and got into it just as much as anybody did.
That's amazing. That's impressive.
It's a show for everyone. Like, I could sit there and watch it with my mom and watch it with my kids. There's no swearing. It's just like good old fashioned fun. And again, like being in a fraternity myself, like this is the stuff I dreamed of in college, to have games like this.
And you know what? That's exactly what we need these days. We have so much sadness in this world, particularly of what's been happening the past week or so, but we need shows like this, and I really thank you for bringing it so we can bring families together.
I mean, like, I was just fortunate enough to be a part of it. Like, it's truly Blake, Carson, and Lee who really made this come to life. And it's like one of those shows. I have one other shows like this, like in my career, which a show called Rockstar. It was on CBS 15 years ago. That, like, you want to go to work. You want to be part of it. And I'm just so hopeful that America loves it and that we get to see it coming back for more seasons.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait. And I remember Rockstar, too, from back then.
You do? Yeah. Rockstar in Excess.
Yes.
And then Supernatural,
I remember.
With Tommy Lee. I still get asked by, like, crew guys if that'll ever come back, because that one was so much fun and true rock and roll. And it was just one of those shows that you remember and you wish kept going.
Exactly. So what else are you working on, or is this show pretty much your baby now?
It's certainly one that I'm most proud to be a part of and excited for to air. We just finished Rihanna's fashion show, Subjex Fenty, for Amazon. We're doing a Backstreet Boys Christmas special for ABC that we shoot next week. We've got we're fortunate to have a lot of big things coming up for White Label in 2023 that we haven't announced yet, but will be big and splashy.
Amazing. And what would be your dream project to have?
The Emmys?
That would be great, yes.
Yeah, that's the dream. I'm putting it out there.
Yes, and you'll hear it on my show, and everybody will want to have to do it.
Exactly, see? So I'll get the call from this.
Yes, we're going to make it happen. And one thing I like asking people I interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Oh, gosh. Well, right now, I guess the thing personally that I'm doing is my daughter's raising money to help homeless. And we set a goal to raise $200 to help 25. And she's raised $750. So we have the opportunity to help 100 people now this holiday season. And it's fun working with her and my kids to put together what these packages are going to be and where we're going to go. And I just feel super grateful and fortunate that my kids think that way and that I get to be a part of it.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I think your daughter is amazing for doing that.
She thought of all herself. She's 10. She thought of when she was 7. It's called Humans for Homeless. And so that's something, you know, outside of work that I'm currently investing in, or getting invested in, I should say, with time.
Beautiful. That's so beautiful. And tell her thank you for that. And I think she's amazing.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much.
And since we're also a TV set, what are you watching these days?
I watch Scripted. I don't watch any unscripted. I'm watching White Lotus. Some really uplifting stuff like Dahmer. Those are the two that I'm currently watching. I'm also watching the Lakers Scripted. I watched the Lakers Winning Time Scripted one. Now I'm watching the unscripted history of the Lakers. Growing up in LA, I'm a huge fan. So I think that's on Hulu. Those are the three that I try to check out. Just don't have a lot of time for TV, unfortunately, despite it being what pays me.
And since we're getting into the holiday season, what are some of your favorite holiday traditions?
I love taking my kids to go look at all the neighborhoods with Christmas lights. I live in Manhattan Beach, so love walking downtown when they light the trees. They line up the pier with trees. And just being
nice.
A family. I have a huge family on my mom's side, so I just love spending time with family. Yeah, and like I was saying earlier, like, we're all so fortunate to work in this business. The fact that we are so fortunate, you know, mandates us to be able to help other people who aren't. And it's cool that I'll have the opportunity to do that this year.
Beautiful. That is amazing. And what can I find you on social media so I can continue to follow your career?
Yeah, it's at White Label TV.
White Label TV, okay.
At White Label TV, and we have an epic social media manager that keeps it up way more than I would be able to. And way cooler stuff.
So I'm really excited for you. I'm really proud of you and your daughter for this. What was the name of her charity again that she's working for?
Yeah, it's at Humans for Homeless. Humans spelled out, the number 4, and then homeless.
All right, I will check it out. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. 15 minutes.